We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows blank.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to a new sophisticated episode of the Krista Knows Blank podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about tea with comedian Dwayne Perkins. But before we get to that, hi, thanks for listening to the Krista Knows Blank podcast. If you like this podcast, take a second, however you're listening, there's a little button that says like or subscribe or follow or something. Click that button so you'll get notified when there's new episodes coming up. I'm Kristen Key. I'm the host of this crazy mess, and you can find me through my website, kristenkey.com. Follow me on all of my social media. I have a Patreon you can join. I'm on Cameo, and this is the Kristen Knows Blank podcast, where each week I have on a comedian. We talk about their area of expertise, play five quick questions, do a rad lib, and everybody goes home happy and smiling. And this week, I've got a hilarious comedian and actor who's an expert on tea. So pinkies up, people. And hey, computer lady. Play that interview with Dwayne Perkins.
Playing interview with Dwayne Perkins.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. It's really, really good to be here. Yeah. I love your hair, your background. Everything looks great.
This is a great way to start. I feel so complimented. I'm good. I like your sweater. Let's rock and roll. Well, I'm excited about today because I'm actually a tea drinker. I don't drink coffee anymore. I've been over for tea for a while. And so when I ask you, topics, what are you into? And tea popped up, I got really excited.
I think I'm an expert relative to the average American. I'm going to be an expert relative to the average Brit or the average Chinese person. You know what I mean?
Well, the good news is we do not have a Brit or a Chinese person hiding to come out on this podcast to challenge you. So as far as we all know, you got it. So I will ask you right to begin, like, what qualifies you as the tea guy?
Well, I think it's because, again, growing up, I wasn't allowed to drink coffee. But my family, they weren't big coffee drinkers anyway. So it started out with just tea with my grandma, tea and toast. By the way, there's a song I love called Tea and Toast by an Irish singer called Lucy Spraggan.
I'm going to look it up now.
So look it up. Yeah. It goes, Tom was born in 1942 with eyes of blue. And the doctor said his birth was far too fast. His heart stopped twice, but still he survived. And as he took his first breath, his mother took her last. So the mother died. It's all about tea and toast. It's sort of like when things are going crazy, just have tea and toast and tomorrow's a new day. That's the theme of the song. So I think it started there. And then as I grew up and I started to drink more and more tea, from Starbucks, from Coffee Bean. But I think the expert part kicks in when you add the fact that I've been to India and I've had tea there. I have tea in Indian restaurants. I've had tea in China, all over China. I live in LA and I go to all the Chinese cafes and I drink various types of tea. And even though I still drink my Starbucks and Coffee Bean, I have various loose leaves. Like right now, if we had a situation where we couldn't go outside.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
What would that be like? Yeah.
Right. I could probably, I have enough tea in my cupboard to I could have a cup of tea for a year and I wouldn't run out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
easily,
same.
Easily,
same.
Easily.
Yeah. I could host a tea from time to time. And
right.
Fine.
Right.
Yeah. Good and, tea. That's another question.
I've had high tea in Hong Kong.
Oh my God, you're in a different league. Okay, so let's go way back to you and your grandma on the tea and toast. What kind of tea were you drinking with grandma?
Well, back then it was just Lipton, just straight up Lipton. And then when I went to England, it was, you realize that they have their own version of Lipton. My brain is not working right
PG
now.
PG tips.
It'll come to me. PG tips, yeah, exactly. Which I have some of that too.
I was on that for a long time. That was what I would travel with. Yeah.
PG, it's the thing about tea too is that it's what I realize it's sort of it's the study of tea, but it's the study of your palate. Because you drink one type of tea until you almost sort of numb your tongue to it or something. You have to switch teas and then you'll come back to that tea later, because like chai was my sort of traditional favorite. But then I got to a point where I couldn't do chai. So I think oolong is my favorite, but then I'll oolong myself and then have to switch back. And typically I actually go back to Lipton. It's just a bit of my tea palate cleanser. Just go back to the basic.
Yeah. It's weird. Those memories will get in there. 'Cause my mom and I, when I was a kid, we drank, I think just cheap Lipton And she would always try to get me to like experience, like put some sugar in it, put some cream in it. Now I drink my black tea with cream, no sugar.
But I do that too sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
It'll take me right back to sitting at a kitchen table in Liberal, Kansas, having crappy tea with my mom, just like the smells and the and everything that comes out of it. So if you were going to have tea with anybody, like, because I feel like tea is such a social thing. I drink it alone a lot, but also I've had some fun teas in my life. Right, I had a fun like a tea room in London when I was there. My wife had her friend from college was there with a little girl, and we had, and the little girl was like dressed like Madeline, just like she wanted to have her moment, but at the same time she's still a little girl. So a few drinks in, she like let this massive burp rip in this like fancy London tea room.
And oh, that's great.
Highlight of my whole trip right there. But I was thinking about like if I could sit down and like, have a cup of tea with a celebrity or someone like important, who would you want to have a tea with?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, well, let's assume that they like tea. Let's just assume, right?
Nah, they're reluctant. They're against their will at gunpoint, sitting there watching you enjoy tea.
I think dead or alive, I might choose Mandela.
Okay.
Nelson Mandela, and maybe we'd have a rooibos tea. That's like a kind of tea they drink in South Africa. It's like a reddish. If I'm saying it right, rooibos is like R-O-O-I-B-O-S, I think, rooibos. And it's really good tea. So I think I'd have tea with him, because I imagine he could, you know, expound on the tea while talking about other things, you know.
Yours was deep. Yeah, yours was really deep. I was like, oh, maybe Julie Andrews, because I like her accent. Maybe she'd sing me a song.
That's great as well.
No, I would love to have tea with Julie Andrews for real, because she's incredible.
Yeah, I think because everywhere you go, that's the thing. It's like tea is such a common thing, too, where every country has tea, but they all have their own tea. And I know this sounds crazy, but I think America kind of lost her way when we kind of like got off the tea track, you know, like, when I'm in England, and I haven't been in England in forever, but I can be at a bar in England watching a soccer match or something, you know, or football as it were. And I can get a cup of tea.
Decent cup of tea.
Yeah.
Too.
You can get a cup of tea. Yeah. But like when you're at a pub or not a pub, but if you're at a gastropub here or, a sports bar and you ask for a cup of tea, it's like the record skips, you know what I mean? And I just think we lost our way, you know. I think if you watch that Ted Lasso show, that's like an ongoing joke because he's like an American who's in England coaching soccer and he just can't get the tea thing. And he's like, tea is gross. And it's a joke, but
right.
It's like, no, tea is great. I remember being in Shanghai. The first time I went, no, excuse me. Yeah, Shanghai, actually Shanghai and Hong Kong. I was with some Brits. There was a Brit guy who does shows over there. And I remember the guy came, one of the comics came down and he was just up in arms. He was like, there's no kettle in the room. Can you believe there's a room without a kettle? And as it was in a dresser and he was like, okay. He just couldn't believe, it was unfathomable that they didn't have a kettle. And I think America lost its way. I think something about, because coffee is like, you say you don't drink coffee. I drink it sometimes, but it's just rocket fuel, you know?
Yeah, I don't drink it anymore. It hurts my stomach, so I can't.
Yeah. Coffee is rocket fuel. And yeah, there's coffee snobs, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But I feel like tea is like, it's a little bit of rocket fuel, but then there's just something a bit dignified about it or something. I it's hard to put my finger on it.
There was a quote on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the like the mentor guy Giles was talking about tea, and they were like, he was drinking coffee, and they go, don't usually drink tea, and he goes, well, tea is meant to soothe. Today I want to be tense.
Ooh, interesting.
And it's like, I feel like coffee like keeps you on like 11, and tea for me is like, oh yeah, it soothes. You know, even though it kind of like, I have my green tea in the morning to kind of pick me up, it's still not like it's not amped. It's just like, oh, okay, I can go now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've never mastered the art of drinking coffee black, like completely black I've had a sip or two in my life.
Shouldn't that say something about it that you'd have to master? Like, I need to learn how to drink this, this black, like the way it comes. I just need to learn to take it as it is.
Right. And so I used to work overnight. I worked overnight once in a hotel as a security guard. And this was like when I first came to LA, I was like, you know what? I'll work overnight and then I'll write screenplays all day. You know, it just made more sense than before I did it. And I didn't realize, like I'm getting home at 7 a.m. and sleeping till 4 or whatever the case. But I remember like it was hard to stay up all overnight because I didn't try to get my body set to that to that schedule. I just tried to just do whatever. And so I'd get sleepy and I found green tea was much better than coffee in terms of like giving me a boost, but without the drop. And I'm saying, and the reason why I say the sugar thing is maybe it's because when I had coffee, I put sugar in it. So I was getting a rush and then a drop, but definitely like two cups of green tea and I would just be fine for the night. You know, I wouldn't get that boost, but I wouldn't get that I wouldn't fall off a cliff at all.
And it has a like a natural detoxifier. My sister-in-law got me into green tea a couple of years ago. It's a kukicha, like a stick tea. Nice. And uh-huh. she would brew it. And I just noticed that because I was drinking black tea in the morning to kind of get up and go. And it did. It gave me a natural energy, but no come down at all. And you're like, well, right, how is right. that possible? It seems like I'm cheating the system, you know?
Well, only because it's not like a Red Bull. It's not as...
Right.
Coffee just takes you there, you know? And and I love, I think when eating Chinese, when you go to Chinese restaurants, sometimes they just give you tea for free. You know, like they'll just bring out a pot of tea.
I gotta go to more Chinese restaurants, free tea.
Yeah, they just bring out a pot of tea. And I find it helps with the digestion of the food as well. So it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm a little too tied into it. Cause if I'm reading, I just have to have a cup of tea there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I should be at a point where, okay, let me just write for 2 hours without consuming any beverage. You know what I mean? But I usually have my tea right there. Yeah.
Same. I get done with the end of the day and I have to just carry an armful of like 4 water glasses and 3 tea mugs. This is like,
right,
it just accumulates up there.
Yes.
Do you carry your own tea bags when you travel?
I do. You know, what I do is I just go to Starbucks. And since I'm in their sort of awards program, and by the way, you know, I don't want to disrespect Starbucks, but Coffee Bean has way better tea and a better tea selection. Just that there are more Starbucks than there are Coffee Beans. But if you usually can get like a grande and they put 2 tea bags in, a grande is 16 ounces. If you're getting like a English breakfast, you don't need 2 tea bags. That's just too much. So you can ask for a tea bag on the side, you know,
just
one tea bag in a cup.
Your tea.
Right. So
look
now,
at that.
So if I find myself in a pickle, I'll have 1 or 2 tea bags, you know, in my bag or whatever, you know, like I don't travel with loose tea too much because that can be a bit much.
I haven't figured out a way to do that yet. Yeah.
I have to travel
with a pot and then a, yeah.
I have these pouches though, you know, like that you can sort of make your own tea bag. They're like little pouches and you put like 2 teaspoons of tea
you
in.
You use this as make your, I thought that was like roll a joint. You're like make your own tea bag.
Well, after you put the tea in, you kind of curl it to tie okay. it to yeah.
Gotcha. Like, you know, make your own tea bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, people probably listening, I was like, this guy's no expert, but I mean.
Oh, no. I think anybody listening to this, right, have heard you up to this point about China and India and all the tea, they'd be like, yeah. Because I always doubt my experts. And usually I'm right to doubt them.
Right.
You know, but I feel like you really are an expert on tea.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's crazy. I always think about how did civilizations find out about tea? You know, like because most teas are like some sort of leaf. Mm-hmm. With water or hot water.
I learned like, this today, it, deep diving uh-huh. it. All the families of tea come from the same leaf, just processed differently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
All types of true tea originate from the same plant. And the botanical name of the plant is called Camellia sinensis.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
And they just treated differently. But each of the teas developed their unique characteristics through different harvesting and processing methods. That blew my mind today. I was like, because they're all so different. You know, a green tea and a black tea don't seem like they don't seem like they're in the same family at all. But you know what?
Right.
There's
that's
just
amazing.
Like humans being, we're all the same tea.
Exactly. And I guess it depends. I guess what is true tea? Because like, would jasmine be tea? Because it's like a flower. Because, you know, jasmine, sometimes you have that ball and then it opens up. Also, I'm big into boba tea too.
I love boba. You're talking about sugar. Yeah. Ooh, we can hop on the boba tea train, have an afternoon.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, who decided to put tapioca balls at the bottom? It's brilliant,
a damn genius. Yeah, and I wouldn't think I'd like it. If someone said, I would drink this, it's like a sugary milk tea and it's got weird gelatin balls at the bottom, you'd be like, no, no, I'm not drinking that. But the first, like, oh, this right. tea got fun. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm big into all of that. I think I'm of the belief you should not drink your calories. So you got to sort of limit it, but
right.
eat your calories, don't drink your calories. You know,
right.
I'm sorry. I'm in my quarantine 15 state of mind right now. So
we're counting calories right now. We're on this thing called Lose It. And so we're having to do like I want 4 cookies tonight after dinner. So I'm going to have to hit the Peloton for 30 minutes to earn those cookies.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm on calorie counting just to,
I think what you just said, like that conversion should be like, that should be a meme or something, because you wouldn't think. How long do you have to do the Peloton to work?
Yeah, to get to get 300 calories, I got to go 30 minutes on the Peloton. And
that's to have 4 cookies.
I really want those 4 cookies. Like I don't need those calories, but like those are the empty calories I want. I can get through the day with like a sensible breakfast, salad for lunch, like decent dinner. Right. But it's those cookies that I'm always like, I can't have dessert unless right. I exercise. And so it's like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to exercise for those right. stupid cookies. I'm not going to cut them.
Right. I mean, that's still just to bring you to even.
Right. Right.
That's crazy.
Well, it's like, that's the app I got. That's to like, if I stick to do that all week long,
oh,
then
I'll
lose
see.
A pound and a half a week. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I've been trying to intermittent fast because I don't want to count. I don't want to count calories, right. you know?
Okay. So both of us are like, I'm not doing that, but right. I'm like, oh, I'm not fasting. No, I'll just kill myself on a bike for a cookie.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I still work out, but I can typically go to like 2 p.m., 3 or 4 without eating. So I had a bowl of oatmeal right before I spoke to you. That was the first thing I ate.
So you didn't get cranky? They're like, so what do you think about tea? I don't care about tea.
Right.
It's time for
5 quick questions.
Well, I absolutely believe that you're a tea expert, but I always have a little bit of trivia on the show. Just to test your tea knowledge.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to ask you 5 quick questions related to tea.
Okay.
Question 1. Traditional English tea time is A, between 10 a.m. and noon, B, between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m., C, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m.
That is a tough one. I'm going to go with 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That is correct. That is correct.
I can't believe I felt it wasn't like morning. And so, yeah, nice. That wasn't easy.
It's a good time to have tea, by the way.
Yes,
every
absolutely.
Day. I don't get creative in the day. And I have to write almost every day for different, like this show and some other stuff. I got to write every day. I want to get creative at like 10 a.m. I want to get up and get going. And I can't.
Right,
about
right.
3 p.m. That's when I'm like, okay, I'm going to do all my writing, all my shit at 3 p.m.
Exactly. And so, exactly.
Yeah, it's a great time to have a cup of tea. Question 2. A famous fictional drinker of Earl Grey tea is A. Sherlock Holmes from Baker Street, B. Captain Picard of the Starship Enterprise, or C. Hercule Poirot of Orient Express.
Okay, so what is A again?
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
B is Captain Picard, and C is Hercule Poirot.
You know, I've watched... I've never read a Sherlock Holmes book, but I've seen the movies with Robert Downey Jr. I don't recall him drinking tea in those movies. And I've only watched a few Star Treks. I don't remember if Picard drank tea. I don't even know who C is. I'll go with C.
Okay, that is incorrect. It is Captain Picard of the Starship Enterprise.
I knew this one.
Yeah,
because
he made me think I liked Earl Grey for a long time. Because he'd go to the little computer thing and be like, Earl Grey, hot. And I'm like, oh, I want a hot Earl Grey. And then I'm like, I don't like bergamot.
I like English breakfast more, but if you put lavender in Earl Grey, it helps a bit.
Oh, really? Okay. Cut through that bergamot. Question 3. When brewing a pot of tea, it's a good idea to A, chill the pot first, B, warm up the pot with hot water first, or C, boil the water twice.
So I'll say, I'm going to go C. I don't know why I'm
going
to go C.
Okay.
Yes.
According to this website, which is weloveteaquiz.com, it is warm up the pot with hot water first, B.
I can see that. But it's going to get warm anyway. Interesting. Maybe to not... Did they say why?
It's because your tea won't cool as quickly if the pot is, you warm the pot with hot water first, then you brew the tea in the pot, and that way the pot itself is warm when you're having the tea steep in it.
Oh, I see. You mean not the thing that you're boiling the water in, the thing you're brewing the
teapot. Right.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. Okay. I got you. All right. Yeah. I got you. I think I didn't quite understand that question.
Number four. Yes. The tradition of pouring milk into the cup before tea began because A, the cool milk will protect the porcelain cup from cracking. B, there's no need to stir with the milk in first. Or C, both.
Interesting. I definitely think B, but A makes sense too, you know, because it cools the tea down instantly. So I'm going to go C. I meant to C to everything.
You are correct. It is C, both. Right. The reason they started adding milk to the tea before the tea is because it would protect the porcelain cup from cracking and you don't have to stir it once it's already in there. Okay, question five.
Exactly.
I think we're 2-2 now. To make chai tea, you would combine A, black tea, vanilla, cardamom, cloves, ginger, vanilla, and honey. B, to make chai tea, you would combine green tea, ginger, and lemon. Or C, to make chai tea, you would combine white tea, agave nectar, and geranium petals.
This is funny. Well, I mean, you know, a chai latte, right? It's different than a chai tea, but either way, it has to be A. Yes.
Correct. It is A. All right. Yeah.
So 3 out of 5.
You got 3 out of 5. You still solidified that you're an expert. You've talked to me about tea, but this is my favorite part of the show, and that's where I ask you very politely to play a Rad Lib with me.
And now it's time for Rad Libs.
So here's what happens. I wrote a story. I've left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech, together we're going to make a hilarious story. Are you ready to play Rad Libs?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Okay, I need a plural noun.
Cakes.
Yes. Excellent. I need a question.
Who took the jam out of your donut?
That's an excellent question. Wonderful. I need a body part.
Elbow.
That is the most popular body part on this show.
Get out. Is that right?
Everybody gives elbow. It's crazy. It is crazy. I need a noun.
Noun is a person, place, or...
It could literally be anything.
Just give me 1 second. let's go with Taj Mahal.
Wow, okay. Fits really well there. It's perfect. Ooh, a costume.
Go with a Wonder Woman cosplay.
Yes.
Outfit.
I'm a big fan. Yeah, great. Ooh, I need an increment of time.
45 minutes.
It's a good increment of time. Ooh, a cool nickname.
Rocco.
Rocco. Has anyone ever called you Rocco before?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your nickname?
I've had many nicknames in my life. Only one person called me Rocco, but that was one of my nicknames, yes.
What are your nicknames? I have zero nicknames.
My dad
nicknames.
Used to call me Rocco. Well, Rocco was just my dad. Perk. People call me Perk because my last name is Perkins. Paco. D-Pizzle. D-Piz. DP, and growing up, they called me WizKid.
Wow. Like Rocco, Paco, Perk, and WizKid. You got some good ones.
Right.
Oh, my God. I think we have an episode title now. Plural noun.
Bikes.
A disaster.
Like, should I say a real disaster, or can I say, like, the Alfred Bjork War to the Grammys?
There are no wrong answers in a Mad Lib. This is I don't make right. The rules.
Yeah, that bird outfit that Bjork.
The outfit Bjork wore to the, was it the Grammys?
It was either the Grammys or the Academy Awards. I think it was the Grammys. She's a musician, so let's go with Grammys. Yeah.
An exclamation.
Okay, I don't know. Let's just go with shite.
Shite. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. Trying to figure out how to spell that, but I just spelled it with 3 I's and a T.
Okay. I think I spell it S-H-I-T-E to make sure that the I gets the long pronunciation. Yes.
Your way is probably right.
Right.
I don't think most words have 3 I's in the middle of them. You don't know. A home decoration.
Aluminum siding.
Aluminum siding. Oh, yes. An animal.
One of the animals that have been terrorizing me lately is the... The ones that live in the mountains over here. Coyotes.
Coyotes.
Yes.
What have they been doing to you?
No, they just, I guess I don't live too far from the hills, and they just come down.
Okay.
And, yeah, sometimes you see them, and it's just, you know, I don't want to deal with a coyote.
No,
so.
I don't want to cross paths with a coyote. We have raccoons, but I bet if we lived in coyote country, they would eat our raccoons. Ooh, a body part.
Well, I said elbow before. Okay, let's go with, this probably is the second popular one, but let's go with ankle.
Ankle. We don't have a lot of ankles. A color.
Orange. Like, well, if we're going like ice cream flavors, then let's go rum raisin.
Rum raisin. Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good flavor. Excellent. Ooh, a verb.
Oh, twerk.
And an adverb.
Aggressively.
Yes. Ooh, another verb, but this one's ending in ing.
Jumping.
Oh, a farewell.
Sayonara.
One last body part.
Let's go with heel.
We have a story.
Awesome.
Fantastic story. And this is called, the story's called Tea Party Etiquette.
Very nice.
Tea Party Etiquette. I learned so much from Dwayne Perkins about tea party etiquette. If you've been invited to a tea party and are wondering, what should I wear? Will there be cakes? And who took the jam out of your donut? Don't panic. If you follow these tea party tips in no time, you'll be sipping tea with your elbow in the air. Tip number one, don't show up empty-handed. It's polite to bring a small gift, such as a Taj Mahal.
Right, sorry. Yeah.
The host should have specified a location, time, and attire. When in doubt, just wear your best Wonder Woman outfit and show up 45 minutes early. When you arrive, there should be a place card with your name on it. Just find the one that says Rocco, and you can begin to mingle. Avoid controversial topics like religion or bikes. Stick to small talk, saying things like, can you believe that outfit Bjorn wore to the Grammys? Or commenting on the host's decor, saying, shite, wherever did you get that aluminum siding? Is it made of real coyotes? The host should serve light snacks that can be eaten with your ankles. So bon appetit. Most of all, enjoy yourself. Try each of the teas, black, orange, chamomile, rum raisin, and remember that this is a party, so it's okay to twerk aggressively. At the end of the party, show your gratitude by jumping the host. Then tell him sayonara, kiss them on the heel, and pat yourself on the back for mastering tea party etiquette.
Oh, very nice. That was actually fun. Yeah, it's good to not know where they're going to go, obviously, so that's good.
So it makes it so fun for me. Well, thank you for coming on. Will you tell the listeners and viewers where they can find you and what you've got coming up?
Oh, sure. Well, Dwayne Perkins on everything, Instagram, FunnyDP on Twitter. And I have two specials on Dry Bar right now. If you look at the Dry Bar Network, you can find that online, but it's everywhere. I have another special streaming on Amazon called Take Note. And two books available on Amazon, one called Hot Chocolate for the Mind, the other one called Zombie Run. It's a post-apocalyptic love story. And other than that, I'm constantly hopping up on Zoom shows and everything. So guys, people can catch me on Zoom shows and whatnot.
Awesome. Well, follow Dwayne, friend him, and take part in all of his projects. My God, this is what you get done when you only sleep 6 hours a night. That's fantastic.
Right.
Well, it's wonderful talking to you today. Thank you for coming on and talking to me about tea.
Thank you, Kristen. You too. And this is a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Interview complete. Boiling Dwayne Perkins in hot water and steeping for 5 minutes.
Ah, oh, sorry, Dwayne. She's like that. But let's thank Dwayne Perkins again for coming on the show and talking to me. Thank you guys for listening. If you like this podcast, please, however you're listening, take a second to like, subscribe, or follow. There's going to be that little button. Hit it so you'll get notifications when a new episode is up. I'm Kristen Key. You can find me through my website, kristenkey.com. Follow me on all my social media. Support me by joining my Patreon. I have exclusive bonus content every single week. Also, I'm on Cameo. So if you want to give the gift of a personalized song or musical shout out, find me on Cameo. Till next time. Bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to
Hello?
Some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some
Hello?
People, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some
Hello?
People, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen knows plenty.